Iran faces greatest financial offensive ever, says U.S. Treasury Secretary. Published. The U.S. announced a host of sanctions against Iran and threatened its supporters in what Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said was the single greatest financial offensive ever. Labeling it an economic D-Day for Iran, Bessent said the U.S. would sever all economic ties with the country and added that any nation financially partnering with Iran would also be isolated. However, the latest threat to the Iranian regime follows several U-turns and extended deadlines from the White House in its efforts to end the conflict. In response, Iran's economy minister Ali Madnazadeh said there was a 2-year plan to counter the sanctions, which would result in another defeat for Washington. The war has led to hikes in global oil prices, and in response to the latest threat, Iran warned it would shut down all oil exports from the region if the war continued. The Iranian regime has also issued a fresh warning to shipping to not pass through the Strait of Hormuz without its permission, according to Reuters. 1/5 of the world's oil and gas usually passes through the strait, a narrow waterway south of Iran, but the flow has been effectively blocked by the country since the conflict began at the end of February, leading to higher oil prices globally. At a press conference on Monday outlining what has been called Operation Economic Outcast, Bessent said the U.S. was launching an economic onslaught against Iran's financial connections around the globe. Iran now faces a very clear choice with only two paths before them: complete global isolation, or a path back to normalcy with an opportunity to rejoin the global economy, he said. The Treasury Secretary claimed America was no longer managing the Iranian threat. We are ending it. Bessent said the Treasury Department had mapped networks, facilitators, and financial channels used by Iran to evade sanctions to trade oil. The department said it had issued determinations against 5 sectors: digital assets, technology, gold, aviation, and shipping. The Treasury has also imposed sanctions on almost 60 entities, individuals, and vessels. Bessent said that such actions would tighten the noose and block every potential source of revenue for Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and the wider Iranian regime. In a warning to governments and entities assisting or trading with Iran, he said they could not claim they are blind to enabling this activity. He declined to highlight specific countries, but said Trump would be phoning world leaders with specific requests to cease their interactions with the regime. While he said it was important to give people time to understand the new sanctions, he added, "They should know that we will move very quickly and that we are serious." Madnazadeh said Iran was fully prepared for the U.S. sanctions. "We've been waiting for these plans for a long time, and the government is and was ready and has a 2-year plan to manage these events," he told state television. He also said neither China nor Russia had accepted the U.S. measures and predicted other countries would resist them. The Chinese Foreign Ministry said sanctions and pressure tactics did not help and Beijing would do what was necessary to protect China's interests. Damp squib. David Oxley, chief climate and commodities economist at Capital Economics, cast doubt on the effectiveness of the sanctions announcement. With the renewed U.S. naval blockade already strangling Iran's oil exports, the direct impact of economic D-Day on Iran's energy revenues will be somewhat of a damp squib, he said. "We suspect that the new package will have only a limited direct impact on Iranian energy flows in the short term." He said that was partly due to the fact roughly 90% of Iran's oil goes to China, a country which has not recognized U.S. sanctions in the past and is unlikely to be cowed this time either. Over the course of the conflict so far, previous threats have included Trump saying in April that a whole civilization will die tonight unless Iran agreed a deal to end the war and unblock the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. eventually climbed down from that position after mediator Pakistan intervened and called for more diplomacy. The economic impact of the Iran war is being felt in the U.S. and across the world. Higher oil prices have fueled concerns over the cost of living, with petrol and diesel prices much higher than they were a year ago. In the U.S., gasoline prices have surpassed $4 a gallon and affordability is among the top concerns of American voters ahead of the midterm elections in November. On Monday, a barrel of Brent crude, the global benchmark for oil prices, was $92. Last week, Bessent announced the U.S. government would intervene in the bond markets and buy back more government debt in a bid to boost demand for bonds and lower borrowing rates. But the impact of the announcement was short-lived, with long-term borrowing costs bouncing back up a day later. Iran nuclear deal, what it all means. Published 23, November 2021. How much could Trump's economic D-Day hurt Iran? Published 4 days ago. The Iranian regime already faces tough economic sanctions from the U.S. Former U.S. President Barack Obama and several U.S. allies had agreed a deal with the country in 2015, which lifted many sanctions in return for Iran agreeing to limit its nuclear program. However, Trump pulled out of that deal in 2018, calling it defective at its core, and reimposed all U.S. sanctions on Iran. During Joe Biden's term as U.S. president, he made some attempts to reinstate the Obama-era deal, but this did not happen. In April this year, the Trump administration launched a wave of sanctions on foreign banks and firms doing business with Tehran after it became clear its military operations had not caused Iran's regime to surrender.